Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Ojeda. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Bill Almon. Batting third. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Donnie Hill. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bill Krueger. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy scoops it up and throws to first, with Krueger covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy scoops it up and throws to first, with Krueger covering, for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into right field. Almond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bhakti scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boggs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball for a double play. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Rice trying to get to third. Murphy throws the ball into Wagner, who tags Rice for the out. Armas moves to second. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almond is 0 for 1 in the game. Almond hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Almond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kruger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Barrett steals second. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Gutierrez moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-1 in the game. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Ojeda covering, for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Ojeda covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Armas takes first base on ball 4. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-2 in the game. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to second. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. Almon strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner is hit by the pitch. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Newman reaches second base with a double. Buckner moves to third. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Buckner scores. Newman scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Chris Codaroli now pitching. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Gutierrez takes first base on ball four. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Gutierrez moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Gutierrez scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman strikes out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 2 in the game. Bochy hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Rainey now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Armas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Armas reaches second base with a double. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Armas moves to third. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 3 in the game. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Armas scores. Easler moves to third. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Tettleton pinch hits for Donnie Hill. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon now playing third base. Mike Heath now playing right field. Mickey Tettleton now catching. Mark Wagner now playing shortstop. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bhakti scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-3 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. Almon moves to second. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Almon scores. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Mike Davis pinch runs for Dave Kingman. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.